This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Hispanic Heritage Month is celebrated from September 15th through October 15th. And just before the month-long celebration wraps up this week, we want to highlight one Illinois community. According to the 2020 U.S. Census, over 2 million people identify as Hispanic or Latino in Illinois, and of those 2 million, nearly 20,000 of them call the Quad Cities region home. That's the highest population outside of the Chicago metropolitan area. The Hispanic and Latino population is on a steady rise when comparing data from the 2010 census, when just over 17,000 people who identify as Hispanic or Latino called the Quad Cities home. Their presence in the Quad Cities is certainly known. Their impact is felt as the region sees new businesses, events, and festivities every year. Joining us now to talk about the Hispanic and Latino experience in the Quad Cities is Janessa Calderon, the Executive Director of the Greater Quad Cities Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Janessa, welcome to the 21st Show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And also with us is Maria Ontiveros, the corporate community liaison of Group O, a Quad Cities-based company that's known as one of the top 50 most powerful Hispanic businesses in Illinois, at least according to one news site's rankings. Maria, welcome to the 21st Show to you as well.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
Listeners, we want to also invite you to join our conversation at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455, or tweet us at 21st Show, especially if you live in the Quad Cities. Do you participate in the festivities celebrating Hispanic and Latino heritage? Let us know, 800-222-9455. So, Maria, I want to begin with you. I understand that Group O was started in the 1970s by your grandfather. Tell us a little bit more about the company's origins.
Sure. Well, my grandfather's name was Bob Ontiveros, and he started a company called Bi-State Packaging in 1974 with his wife, my grandmother, Blenda. Back then, he was selling industrial packaging materials door-to-door within probably about a 150-mile radius out of the back of the family station wagon. And from there, he landed his first major contract with John Deere, and then expanded the business to offer different services, actually distributing some things for the customers, and then doing some marketing for them as well. All of these branched out into different entities, R&O Specialties, Grupo Temp, and then in 2007, joined all the companies into the Group O umbrella. So now we do much more than just packaging. Like I said, supply chain logistics, rebate, marketing sort of programs. We have call centers, and we continue to expand services. Really, his mentality is just selling something. Didn't matter what it was. Going out there and selling something.
And is the name, I was trying to think of the name, is it Grupo or Group O? I'm imagining double layers of meaning there, maybe.
It is. It's a play on words. Grupo in Spanish means group, but our last name is Ontiveros, so it's Group O, the O group.
Nice. So what was it like for your grandfather to start a business in the Quad Cities back in the 1970s?
Well, it was a different environment back then. I don't think that he did experience a bit of racism, but he was lighter skinned, had green eyes, and I think that sort of helped him. And he didn't really embrace his Hispanic background very much back then, but you know, definitely leaned into it after he became successful, and now tries to provide opportunities for other Hispanic entrepreneurs. That's one of his main missions after stepping down as chairman.
That's very interesting. I want to come back to that idea maybe a little later in the conversation about, sort of pushing down the heritage while you're coming up, and then once you're successful, feeling like you can lean into it. Janessa, I want to bring you into the conversation now because you've spent time on the Iowa side of the Quad Cities growing up. Can you tell us, what has your experience been like in the Quad Cities?
Yeah, so I feel like the Quad Cities has been incredibly inclusive, especially now, considering that the Hispanic Chamber was one of really the change agents to kind of be a pillar in the community to increase the Hispanic culture and to help others feel, although you may not identify as Hispanic or Latino, you can certainly stand alongside us as we celebrate in our culture. And to always be sure that you are representing the culture in a respectful way and to ensure that you are educating yourself on the proper ways to go about things. So I would say my time in the Quad Cities has just grown, and I've learned so much more about my culture, as well as that's a own personal journey of mine too. And I would definitely say that they are incredibly inclusive, and people have been so welcoming as far as some of the events that the Hispanic Chamber has put on and participating in the local community as well.
Do you find, are you having to sell other local businesses that maybe that are not part of the Hispanic Chamber, maybe they're not Latina owned, on the idea of like, look, we have a huge market here. It's 1 in 5 people in this area, depending on how you look at the numbers.
I think sometimes I do need to explain a little bit more about what the 2020 census shows. It kind of, as you spoke about earlier, is that the Latino population is growing and is only going to continue to grow. And so I feel like a lot of these organizations should by now have a good understanding of what the population is going to look like. And so that in turn reflects on their business and organization, ensuring that they have the same number of employees that are mirroring the current population. And so kind of just explaining that a little bit more to them. And maybe it's they're unaware, or maybe that they are aware but need help as far as how to get your businesses more up to date as far as mirroring that population.
So Janessa, I'm wondering, what do you understand? Why is it that the Quad Cities, and I don't know if it's fair to describe it as a magnet for people of Latina descent. I mean, what do you understand about why it is the second largest population center outside of Chicagoland for people of that heritage?
Yes, I would say two different things. One, I would say the area is booming. We have lots of new businesses all of the time opening up. People here are local. You have that Midwest-friendly personality, of course, and so people always want to stop by and say hello and get to know one another. I would also say because we have such a great backbone in the community as far as that celebrating alongside us and being supportive and all of that, of what that looks like. So we have that support from local small businesses who want to participate in the events that are happening. And then we also have the support of bigger organizations as well, who are there to volunteer if possible, or to give some employee time so that way they can celebrate, and also bringing some of that culture into their own organization. So it's so comforting to hear some of these bigger corporations, how they are wanting to change their environment so that it's more inclusive and comfortable, so that way they can increase their diversity in whatever sense that means, whether that means diversity of thought, diversity of race, religion, anything like that. So it's very comforting, and I feel like the people from outside coming into the Quad Cities can recognize that and see that, and it makes it very clear and easy to call the Quad Cities home.
Let me take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are talking today about the Latino or Hispanic population in the Quad Cities, which is the second largest concentration of people of Hispanic heritage in Illinois outside of the Chicago area. Or I should say, I guess it's the first largest outside of Chicago, second to Chicago. I digress. We're speaking about this with Janessa Calderon, who is executive director of the Greater Quad Cities Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and Maria Ontiveros, corporate community liaison with Grupo, or Group O for Ontiveros, a packaging company that does a lot more in the Quad Cities. Maria, can you say more about that? Do you feel like things have changed over the years in the Quad Cities in terms of how the Hispanic community and the non-Hispanic communities in the Quad Cities interact and come together or don't?
I do. I think the Hispanic community in the Quad Cities is extremely organized. There have been groups organizing annual celebrations for several decades, raising money for local scholarships for Latino students. Recently, in the past 5 years, we've started a weekly summer celebration called Mercado on Fifth, which means Market on Fifth Avenue. That we've seen just a huge increase in cultural pride just from having that event on a weekly basis, and thousands of people coming out to engage in Hispanic culture, eat the food, listen to the music. And then with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in the last 20 years, I think, yes, we're definitely an organized group, and it has made significant changes.
You said your grandfather, who founded Grupo, maybe felt he had to downplay his heritage when he was starting out and could lean into it more over time. Can you talk more about what he or maybe other members of your family have talked about? I mean, how did that feel to them? Was that difficult? Do they have any regrets about that?
Well, he recalls my great-grandfather, repeating the statement that Mexicans were the first or the last hired and the first fired. His father experienced significant racism and was very depressed about it. My grandfather didn't want that to affect him. So he, he didn't have that kind of victim attitude. But like I said, also didn't totally embrace that side of him. And back then they were taught to assimilate. They didn't teach Spanish in schools. Now the local elementary school in his neighborhood, it has a dual language program. So the kids are learning math and science in Spanish. It's something, like I said, that's celebrated. So we're very lucky to live in a different era.
Interesting. And you imagine those changes have been brought about through the community raising its voice. And Janessa, I wonder if you can talk about the voice of the community in the Quad Cities, either how the Chamber of Commerce, helps into that or how people have sort of claimed that on their own.
Right. So I would say the Quad Cities Hispanic Chamber has done a great job as far as taking a look at the macro level of educating the community on exactly what diversity, equity, and inclusion means. And what I mean by that is, again, explaining different cultures and how the diversity of race and thought makes such a big impact on the economy as well. But then also our local community and how it's so important to support small businesses and taking a look at the different things that cultures have and how can you participate and be supported in that sense. And then also taking a look at the micro level that we do help our Hispanic and Black-owned and African-American-owned businesses as well, ensuring that they have the resources that they need to be successful and educating on some of the small business things as well. So we take a look at both the macro and the micro, and I really think that is what has made us become such a pillar in the community. And what's really different is that the Hispanic Chamber is sitting in such a different area in which we can kind of put pressure on some of these people to help educate them. And what I mean by that is have them understand, are you being biased? Are you looking at things in an equity lens? What does that mean? And if not, how can we change your mindset to be more inclusive the next time you go into work? Or to have a different set of mind frame that you're taking a look at everything from, that lens that we talk about. And because we are the Hispanic Chamber and we've been doing this since about 2008, we can apply that pressure to say, if you're a little uncomfortable, that's okay, because being uncomfortable means you are changing. You're changing your perspective, your mindset, and in turn, you're changing your actions the very next day.
I wonder if participating in this education for the community, I wonder what you have taken from it yourself.
So the things I've taken are two different things. One, I would say just kind of learning more about what the community has to offer and embracing it. So no one wants to reinvent the wheel, because here in the Quad Cities, we have so much to offer already. So how can I make a bigger impact to those that are already doing the work? How can I help bring them up, uplift them and empower them in that sense? And then I would also say just learning from different members and hearing about what their struggles are or different things, and how can I can be a change agent to help them in some of the challenges that they are facing. Also, I'm learning so much from community members as well, who are sitting in this diversity, equity, and inclusion realm and have been in this realm for a lot longer, because as you may or may not know, I'm the youngest executive director to take on the Hispanic Chamber. So I'm humble in the fact that I have so much more to learn, but so grateful that I'm here and have so many mentors that can help me.
Maria, what is next for you, for the company, for the community, sort of big picture goal-wise?
Well, the company is very invested in Mercado on Fifth, which was founded by my grandfather as well. We have, for example, we're celebrating Dia de los Muertos with a parade and fiesta, and this at the end of the month here. And we intend to really lean into that partnership in the future. What's really great about the Mercado is not just that we're providing a platform for new entrepreneurs, but we're helping them behind the scenes, like Janessa said, break down the barriers to success. So the program has actually helped to start over 50 new businesses. And that's what my grandfather was really passionate about, providing opportunities so that people could show what they can do. And we're taking the success at Grupo and really trying to give back. So leaning into that community participation.
Nice. All right. Last question. And this is a little bit lighter one suggested by Jose, one of our producers who actually spent some time living in the Quad Cities. Which side of the Quad Cities do you prefer, the Illinois or the Iowa side? And Maria, I'll start with you.
Oh, Jose, that's not fair. Well, I grew up in Iowa, but I currently live in Illinois. And I have to say, I think I've made the switch. So I'm here to stay.
All right. All right. We approve of that. Janessa, how about you? Illinois or Iowa side?
Yeah. So I'd say the same as Maria. I was in the Iowa side and then the Illinois side, and that's where our offices are. There's so much to do in Illinois, and we're bringing Iowa along with us. We're going to try and get some more Hispanic-related events happening. So I would say the same. Yep.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you both so much for being with us today on the 21st show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Janessa Calderon is Executive Director of the Greater Quad Cities Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and Maria Ontiveros is Corporate Community Liaison with Grupo, a company based in the Quad Cities, founded by her grandfather. This is the 21st show. More to come after a short break. Stay with us.